Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The Knesset, Israel's legislative body, the parliament, has in recent days focused on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The annual day of mourning for the destruction of the two Jewish temples that once stood on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem focuses all Jews on the Temple Mount, but has also recently been the subject of discussions by Israeli Knesset members as they met to talk about the temple, its role in Jewish life, and Israel's approach to the Temple Mount. An expert on the subject, Dr. Mordecai Kadar, discussed the political implications of Israel's stance on the Temple Mount and said that the struggle for Jerusalem is not territorial, it is theological, and he downplayed the Palestinian claim for the Temple Mount since Jerusalem is not mentioned even once in the Quran. The Muslim view of Judaism is the root of the Palestinian Authority's refusal to recognize Israel as a Jewish nation, and they firmly reject all Jewish claim to the Temple Mount, while at the same time they reject that the Temple Mount is Judaism's most holy site. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Judaism's claim that the Temple Mount is their most holy site and the rejection of that claim by the Palestinian Authority is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dr. Mordecai Kadar, speaking at the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, made a very profound statement that the struggle for Jerusalem is not territorial, but it is theological. The statement by the Muslim world that Judaism is no longer relevant will not make the controversy surrounding the Temple Mount go away. However, when you turn to God's prophetic word, we can see what the Lord has planned for this sacred site. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14, that God has chosen Jerusalem, and especially the Temple Mount, to dwell among his people, the Jewish people, forever. The Lord made a covenant with the second Jewish king, King David, that one day he would bring all of the Jewish people to this spot and give them the land forever. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 10. On the Temple Mount one day, there will be built a temple where the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will rule and reign forever. Zechariah 6:13. In fact, Jesus will build that temple. Zechariah 6:12. If the discussions in the Israeli Knesset do not include these passages of Scripture, they are wasting their time. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...